After weeks of delays, hundreds of delegates from the Democratic Republic of Congo have resumed talks at a resort in South Africa. They're trying to solve one of the continent's deadliest conflicts. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Sun City.
The talks were suspended last week after Rwandan-backed Congolese rebels broke a ceasefire by seizing a strategic port on Lake Tanganyika. It was just the latest setback in negotiations to end the four-year-old conflict that has drawn in the armies of six African nations and left an estimated 2 million people dead, most from starvation and disease. Although the Congolese government broke off the talks, its delegation did not leave the resort compound, where hundreds of Congolese from all sides have gathered for the UN-sponsored conference. Former Botswana President Katumile Mazire has been serving as the chief facilitator of the negotiations. He remains determinedly optimistic despite the fits and starts of the peace process.
The talks have gone on very smoothly. There is very good understanding. One most encouraging thing about the Congolese is that for the 2 years I've dealt with them, they agreed in one thing, that the Congo must remain a united country. And I hope that underlying understanding and feeling will help them all to work towards a goal which will be in favor of the viable state.
Mazire says the delegates are making progress towards agreement on a transitional power-sharing government that would rule Congo for 3 years before national elections are held. The biggest problem, Mazire says, has been the insistence of rebel groups that 30-year-old Joseph Kabila's position as Congo's president must be part of the negotiations. Congolese Foreign Minister Shea Okitundu insists that Kabila is willing to discuss almost everything. Everything except the presidency of Joseph Kabila.
We want to include all parties into government and into the other institutions that will come out of the inter-Congolese dialogue.
Despite the tensions and obstacles, delegates from all sides say the atmosphere at the talks has steadily improved. For the first time, they say they've been able to sit and have normal conversations with fellow citizens across the many divides in Congo. Manda Kasabala is the president of a group of civic organizations in Kalemie, one of the towns hardest hit by the war. Kasabala says at first the delegates from rival factions rigidly avoided social contact with one another, but that, he adds, is no longer the case.
At the beginning, everybody, peoples, don't work together. And also to speak, to confess, it was impossible. Now we began a little and little to be together. And we began to change also the attitudes. We aren't angry to another. I think that at the end it will be good.
That assessment seems widespread among the delegates here, and many believe it augurs well for the prospects of ending the war in Congo. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Sun City, South Africa.